El Niño drought we faced between 2015 and 2016 was one of the worst we had since 20 years. So indeed, it has a very huge impact on the agriculture. I mean, several seasons in a row has been failed. Since Ethiopia is a mainly agricultural country, I mean, 80% of the population, 60 to 80% of the population is living out of pastoralist, agro-pastoralist or farming activities. It has a very huge impact, not only on the economy, the global economy, but on the households, on everybody. We are forced to move, to live, or to ask for international and national assistance. So during the drought, in fact, thousands of livestock also have died because of lack of grazing area, because during the drought, of course, there is no grass, and also, of course, because of a shortage of water. And the same things for the several agricultural seasons, most of them has been lost. Last year, in 2015, between 50 to 80% of the production has been lost, according to the different area. In fact, the situation was so dire that we saw on the field a number of households who started to share their food, the food they were receiving from the government, from the international community, in order to help them to survive. They were sharing the food with the livestock in order to keep at least this livestock still alive, in order to not lose their main means of existence.
What sort of damage is expected with a potential strike from La Niña?
Well, first, La Niña is going to come around October, November. This is, at the moment, the prediction. There is 60% of chance that La Niña is coming. If La Niña is arriving, that means two things for Ethiopia. The first thing is in the island, so in the very island around Addis Abeba, but all the eastern side of Ethiopia, which is a highland, will be flooded. And we're going to destroy a number of things, including buildings, maybe some roads, but also it will have an impact also, of course, on agriculture and livestock. In the lowland, there will be drought. There will be a second cycle of drought for this population, which will be very catastrophic for this population, while still not yet recovered from the El Niño drought.
And if funding needs are met, what will the response plan look like?
So first, FAO has managed to buy and distribute to the population 4,500 tons of seeds, including crop seeds, but also some root crops and some cuttings. We managed to reach 145,000 households, which is very important. If you multiply by 4-5, when we give the seeds, it's for the entire family. The entire family is benefiting from this. So our current priority for the moment is try to get some additional funding in order to be able to hit a very small window. We have the capacity to help the population to plant peas. And it's very important because peas, it's something very, very, very in deficit in Ethiopia. And in fact, if we manage to help them to increase a bit, or at least to maintain their capacity of production for this kind of activities, it will be very good, not only for the farmers, but also for the entire country. Other actions, of course, will be the vaccination of the livestock. With the rain, there is a huge, huge risk of waterborne disease, virus may come, and with this, with the government, targeting the most vulnerable livestock keepers, trying to make sure that all the entire livestock is protected. So this for us is very important. And the second thing is, if we manage to prepare all the population to better manage the water they have at household level, at village level, if we are better prepared to face the next drought seasons, there will be a number of households who will not be that affected by the situation. So this is for us very important also to start that, to think with the population, to think with the local authorities, in order to see what are the simple things we can do systematically, maybe in every village who is going to be affected, in order to be better prepared for the next one.
What will happen if the funding needs are not met?
Well, there is a number of activities who are already passed and we were not funded enough. But the consequences was very clear and was very direct. There was an increase of the needs for food aid. So it's very, very simple. When we fail to assist, they go for food aid, which is absolutely necessary. But I mean, there is a cost for that. So this is the first one of the first consequences. The second consequence is, for example, for right now, if we are not doing the vaccination, we're going to lose a lot of livestock. And once again, the population will lose a bit more of their livelihood. So slowly, slowly, they're getting poor and poor. So in fact, if these activities are not implemented, we'll not be able to maintain the livelihood, to maintain the capacity of the population to address themselves their need, and they will be more and more dependent from external assistance. And I do believe, talking with the beneficiaries in the field, what they want is to live their own life independently, by doing their own activities, income generating activities, and having their own autonomy in the family. So it's very important for them also to have their income generation activities. We managed to raise around 15 million, so 1.5 million. And of course, it's totally insufficient. So there is a number of things we are not going to do, but there is a number of things we need to be immediately done because it's a window of opportunity. We have to catch now, and then it can help greatly the population of Ethiopia and helping them to recover as soon as possible.